the meantime, there seems to be a preference to maintain the blockade and put the squeeze on them. How close are we to them breaching storage capacity, so to speak? What's our understanding of that? Do we have a decent gauge of where things are at inside the country?
It's a well-to-well thing, but the basic idea is this: if you shut down a well, then the pressure can build, and then the oil can kind of squirt everywhere, and then when you open the well up again, you get a lot less oil out of the well. That's the sort of theory of what could happen, and it's certainly possible, because they're running out of storage, that they're going to have to shut in wells. The one thing I can say is that their production went from 5 million barrels a day to 1 million barrels a day because of President Trump's policies in the previous term, when he really put in tough sanctions on Iran to try to stop the nuclear program. And after Joe Biden came in, he just stopped the sanctions, and the energy production went back up to 5 million barrels a day over a couple of years. And so the Iranians, it took them a couple of years to get things fixed, probably with new wells and so on, because it can harm wells. But we have an experience of them being shut almost down to nothing and then getting back up